PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, public colleges and universities in New Jersey would be blocked from raising in-state tuition by more than 2% in 1 year under a proposed law from Assemblyman Cody Miller.
We're getting to a point now where students are trying to figure out if college really is for them and if they're going to be hit with a 6, 7, 8, 9% term bill increase in their second year. They may sit back and say, this is maybe not something that I want to do.
Miller says colleges are anticipating an enrollment cliff in the years ahead, and schools may try to make up the lost revenue with exorbitant tuition increases. It's 50 years in prison for an ex-school principal convicted of sexually assaulting a woman in her Woodbridge apartment more than a decade ago. 40-year-old Danny McKetty of Sicklerville was given 20 years for aggravated assault and 30 years for kidnapping, according to the Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office. McKetty served as principal of Freedom Prep Charter School in Camden until his firing in August 2022. In 2014, McKetty forced his way into a woman's apartment and attacked her. The two did not know each other, according to the woman, officials say. Newark Airport is getting more bad news when it comes to how travelers feel about the transit hub.
A new report on customer satisfaction at 20 of the country's largest or mega airports ranks Newark's airport in last place. The J.D. Power survey asked travelers about their experiences in seven categories, including ease of travel through the airport, food options, staff, and terminal facilities. Meantime, Minneapolis-St. Paul came in the top spot, while Kennedy Airport came in fourth. In the large airport category, LaGuardia came in 17th place out of 27 airports. Lisa G.
This portion of the news made possible by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State, powered by the Haddad Law Firm, specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more. Call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com. Stay out of the ocean. Two Ocean County sheriff's officers had to be rescued when they tried to rescue a swimmer in distress yesterday. Few details are available, but the office says they continue to receive calls for swimmers in distress at the Jersey Shore from the high swells and the strong rip currents. You can download our free app, take us with you wherever you go, listen live 24/7, get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. A cooling trend kicks in this weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Minimal rain chances at best through the middle of next week. And even though today's nice and warm, we've got a slow cooling trend coming up too. Mostly to partly sunny today with a slight chance of a shower or sprinkle at some point. It's nice and warm. Highs this afternoon on either side of 80 degrees. A few clouds tonight. It'll stay quiet with lows around 60. Partly sunny and seasonable tomorrow. Not too bad. Highs in the mid-70s. Sunday morning, there will be a chance of a shower. Then mostly cloudy and even cooler. Highs Sunday coming down to the lower 70s. One more important note. Coastal flood advisories posted for the Jersey Shore. Minor to moderate category flooding expected for each high tide cycle right through early next week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Belvedere at 74, Old Bridge at 77, Burlington is 76. Weather brought to you by Matt Portnoy Insurance. Overpaying for workers' compensation, business, home, or auto insurance, Matt's got you covered. He'll shop your car, home, and business insurance until he finds a better deal. Save money on insurance now. Go to buyinsuranceformattportnoy.com. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.